At first, I knew only my mother's nourishing milk and the sheltering warmth of her teats as I fed. It wasn't until I had become much more aware of my surroundings that I realized I had brothers and sisters with whom to compete for mother's attentions, that as they wiggled and squirmed against me, they were trying to shove me to the side. But mother loved me. I could feel it when she nuzzled me, when she cleaned me with her tongue. And I loved my mother dog. Our den was formed of metal floors and walls, but mother had arranged a soft roll of cloth into a warm bed up against the backside. Once my siblings and I could see and move well enough to explore, we discovered that the surface beneath our pads was not only hard and slick, but cold. Life was much better on the blanket. The roof over our heads was a brittle tarp that flapped in the wind with a crisp rattling chatter. None of this was as interesting to us as the alluring empty rectangular hole at the front of the den, through which light and outdoor smells poured in an intoxicating blend. The floor of the den jutted out past the roof at that point. Mother often went to this window to the unknown, her nails clicking on the metal shelf that thrust out into the world, and then she vanished. Mother would leap out into the light and be gone. We puppies would huddle together for warmth in the chill of her absence, squeaking comfort to each other, and then collapse into sleep. I could feel that my brothers and sisters were as distraught and anxious as I was that she might never return, but she always came back to us, appearing in the middle of the rectangular hole as swiftly as she had departed. When our vision and coordination improved, we pooled our collective courage and followed her scent out onto the ledge. But it was terrifying. The world, dizzying in its compelling possibilities, was open to us there below the shelf. But to access it meant a freefall of impossible distance. Our den was literally off the ground. How did Mother jump down and then back up? I had a brother I thought of as Heavy Boy. My siblings and I spent most of our time trying to shove him out of our way. When he would climb up over me to sleep on the pile, it felt like he was trying to flatten my head. But extracting myself from the compression was not easy, especially with my brothers and sisters pushing back. He sported the same white muzzle and chest, with the same mottled white, gray, and black body as the rest of us. But his bones and flesh were just somehow heavier. When Mother needed a respite from feeding us and stood up, Heavy Boy always complained the longest, and he was always seeking to nurse, even when the other puppies were satiated and wanting to play. I couldn't help but be irritated with him. Mother was so thin that her bones were visible through her skin, and her breath carried a rancid, sick odor, while Heavy Boy was plump and round, and yet still always demanded more from her. It was Heavy Boy who strayed too close to the lip of the ledge, his nose sniffing at something in the air, maybe eager for our mother to return so he could continue to try to drain the life out of her. One moment, he was precariously stretched out at the very edge, and the next, he was gone, falling, an audible thump reaching our ears. I wasn't sure this was a bad thing. Heavy Boy began a panicked squalling. His terror infused all of us in the den, so that we, too, began squeaking and crying, anxiously nosing each other for reassurance. I knew right then that I would never go out on the ledge. That way meant danger. Then Heavy Boy went completely quiet. The silence in the den was instantaneous. We all sensed that if something had gotten to Heavy Boy, it might very well be coming for us next. We huddled together in soundless dread. With a loud scratching sound, Mother appeared on the ledge, Heavy Boy hanging, chagrined, from her teeth. She deposited him in the center of our pile, and of course, immediately he was squeaking in demand for a teat, heedless of the fact that he had frightened all of us. I'm sure I was not the only puppy who felt our mother would not have offended us if she had just left Heavy Boy out there to face the consequences of his venture.